Well, we know it's the day of reckoning when at midnight we saw those tariffs go into place. How are the markets reacting? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. David Erickson joins us with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. And let's kind of start there because midnight hit. We knew there could be some uncertainties with the tariffs and maybe even a bit of retaliation coming back.
Honestly, the markets are reacting pretty well overall, Susan. We got corn up 4, we got beans up 7, and, really our export sales were reported pretty favorably overall. So I think that, and I've been saying this to a lot of my customers and a lot of people that I talk with every day is, it's going to take a while until we know exactly what the impact of these tariffs are going to be. And it's honestly, it's going to be long after the current administration is here and gone. And we're going to see what they what the impacts are. And perhaps they're favorable, perhaps they're not. But at the end of the day, I think that they're kind of moving in the right direction. I think that a lot of the grains are, probably wondering what the report is going to tell us next week, Tuesday.
Well, looking at that, do you have any early inklings or what you guys are hearing?
No, I don't really have any early inklings. But when you consider what the, when you consider what the private analysts are coming out with and you compare it to where the USDA kind of had everything pegged at in July, chances are that the USDA is going to uptick things just a little bit here. But we'll see. And I don't know what the right answer is as far as how much they need to uptick it, but we will have to really realistically we'll have to find out when the market or when the combines start to roll. So,
and looking at the fact that even with all this happening, we've got some strong weekly exports that continue to rival and showcase on these markets.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's the biggest thing is at the end of the day, we're going to have to figure out what the crop is when we do start to combine it or when we do start to harvest it. And we have to look at what the demand is going to be. And, I've said for the longest time, I think that the biggest number that everyone needs to be paying attention to is what our carryout number is. And right now, it's not like we have an overabundance of carryout. So we just need to pay attention to that.
What are your thoughts on box beef? I mean, they're just showing that there's no backup to demand.
Yeah, they're showing that there's no backup to demand. Now, one thing they get, it is a longer supply chain. So we got to remember how things move here. So, the packers are able to get rid of the beef that they have. So they're showing that there is a strong demand there, but ultimately the people who are buying it from the packers, they need to push it on to the consumer. So there's one more step in there that we need to make sure is taken care of. So
can this momentum continue? I mean, that seems to be the $1 million question at this point.
Yeah, that seems to be the $1 million question for quite a while overall. But I do feel like the market assumes that we are going to have a shortage in meat or a shortage in cattle or a shortage in whatever you want to place in there. But at the end of the day, we'll just have to see if that continues. And I would say there's no reason to believe that it's not going to continue to push higher here for a little while.
All right, sounds good. David Erickson joining us today with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. As a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that, the Thursday version of the market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.